From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Classics and Beyond. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open today's program with music of Pyotr Ilyich Tchaikovsky, an orchestral fantasy called Capriccio Italian, Opus 45. The work, composed between January and May of 1880, was premiered in Moscow in December of that same year. The piece was inspired by a trip which Tchaikovsky took to Rome. While there, he witnessed the Italian carnival in all its glory. As such, the work is heavily influenced by Italian folk music and street songs. The piece is also inspired to some degree by the music of fellow Russian composer Mikhail Glinka, his Spanish pieces. This performance, given by the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra, under the direction of Mstislav Rostropovich, in a 1970 Deutsche Grammophon recording.
Thank you.
Capriccio Italian, Opus 45. Music of Pyotr Ilyich Tchaikovsky, the orchestral fantasy, dedicated to Karl Davidov. In addition to the orchestral score, Tchaikovsky also arranged Capriccio Italian for piano four hands. That performance by the Berlin Philharmonic was under the direction of Mstislav Rostropovich from a 1970 Deutsche Grammophon LP, which also contains the Nutcracker Suite and the Andante Cantabile for cello and orchestra. We move on now to music of Spanish composer Joaquin Rodrigo. He is probably best known for his guitar concerto, Concierto de Aranjuez. His second most popular work is also a guitar concerto, Fantasia para un Gentilhombre, Fantasia for a Gentleman. El Gentilhombre, in this case, is the Spanish classical guitarist Andrés Segovia, for whom the work was originally composed. The piece was completed in 1954, but was not premiered until 1958, with Andrés Segovia as the featured soloist with the San Francisco Symphony Orchestra. The work is inspired by several solo guitar pieces from the 17th century Spanish composer Gaspar Sanz, which appeared in his three-volume collection, Instrucción de Música sobre la Guitarra Española, Musical Instruction on the Spanish Guitar. The concerto is in four movements, Viano y Ricercar, Españoleta y Fanfaria de la Caballera de Nápoles, Danza de las Hachas, and Canario. This is another Deutsche Grammophon recording, this time from 1979. The Orquesta Sinfónica de la Radio Televisión Española, under the direction of Odón Alonso, with featured soloist on guitar, Narciso Yepes.
Thank you.
Music of Joaquin Rodrigo, his Fantasia para un Gentilhombre, a guitar concerto from the mid-1950s, as performed by Orquesta Sinfónica de la Radio Televisión Española, the Symphony Orchestra of the Spanish Public Broadcaster, under the direction of Oldón Alonso, with featured soloist on guitar, Narciso Yepes. It's from a 1979 Deutsche Grammophon LP entitled Rodrigo Yepes, containing the Fantasia para un Gentilhombre we just heard, as well as the aforementioned Concierto de Aranjuez. So if you can find a copy of this LP, you have in your possession the two most famous works of the composer Joaquin Rodrigo. You are listening to Classics and Beyond. I'm Jake Longwell. We have more music from the mid-20th century for you, as we turn next to the American composer Raymond Scott. Scott will probably be best remembered as one of the pioneers of electronic music, and we'll listen to some selections from probably one of his earliest successes in that genre, a series of three albums released in 1964 in cooperation with the Gesell Institute for Human Development. The albums collectively titled Soothing Sounds for Baby. Each recording featured minimalist electronic music that was initially composed to lull infant children to sleep, but these albums have since earned a reputation among electronic music fans as being some of the pioneering minimalist electronic recordings, and some of the earliest electronic recordings to feature rhythm sequencer technology, and these recordings demonstrating that electronic music can be both rhythmic and melodic. We'll listen to a selection from the first volume, which is designed for infants aged 0 to 6 months, called Sleepy Time, and then we'll hear from volume 2, designed for infants aged 6 to 12 months, and we'll hear The Happy Whistler. All of the music performed on instruments which Raymond Scott invented, including the electronium and the clavivox. Selections from Soothing Sounds for Baby, music of Raymond Scott. Thank you.
The people, The purpose of 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 the purp
We listened to two selections from the series Soothing Sounds for Baby, electronic music Lullabies, composed and performed by Raymond Scott, initially released in 1964. From Volume 1, we heard Sleepy Time, and from Volume 2, The Happy Whistler. The Dutch Basta Music label reissued these classic recordings as a 3-CD set in the late 1990s. That will wrap up this edition of the program. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you for your company. Classics and Beyond is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.